We are holding on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. We are at Isfei Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Le Rabbi Yochanan. So up until now we've been discussing. The last one line is Isfei, by the way. So about four lines into the page. So far we've been discussing this machlokas from Shimon ben Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. What happens if an avodah zarah breaks on its own? Do we assume that the guy will reason to himself, "Hey, if it couldn't protect itself, it's not going to protect me, and therefore it's going to automatically be mutter b'ana"? Or do we assume that no, it's not batel, it remains aser b'ana? So yesterday we went through all of the challenges that Rabbi Yochanan challenged Reish Lakish with. Now we turn the tables a little bit. Eser Rabbi Shimon Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan from a Mishnah Maseches Mi'ila, where it says Kan Shebroshi Ilan Shel Hegdish. You have a bird nest that is on the top of a tree of Hegdish. Lo nanin v'lo malin. You're not allowed to get hana'a from the nest itself, from the twigs that the nest is made out of, but you don't violate mi'ila when you do get hana'a from it b'shogeg. You don't have to bring a carbon mi'ila because that wood is not really kadosh min ha'torah. But Birosha Shalashera, if you find a nest on the top of an Ashera tree, Yatiz Bakana, you should hit it with a stick in order that it should fall down, and then you can use that wood for burning a fire. But you're not allowed to go climb the Ashera tree to get it down, because while you're climbing the tree, you're going to be getting Hana'a from the Ashera tree. You're using it like a ladder, and the Ashera tree is Asubana. So Kasal Kadaitach Reish Lakish assumes that Kugon Shashibra Mimenu. Now we're talking about a case where the wood that went to make the nest was when the bird took the wood directly from the tree, v'kinsabahen, and that's what it made the nest out of. V'katani yatiz bakana, and yet it says that you're allowed to knock it down and then use it. So we see that an avodah zarah that was broken on its own, a bird broke off these pieces from the avodah zarah, is mutar b'ana. As a kasha, and Rabbi Yochanan says that when it breaks on its own, it remains asur b'ana. Says Gemara, no, you misunderstand. The case is not that the materials from which the nest was made was from this tree itself. No, the twigs that the nest was made from were from other trees. So the Gemara proves that that's correct. Dekanami, the Katani Gabi Hegdish, because when it describes the Hegdish nest, it says Lo Nanin V'lo Molin, and you're not getting enough from it, but it's not an Isra Me'ila. Well, Yam Bisham Daisi Eitzim Me'alma, if the wood came from elsewhere, it makes sense that you're not allowed to get hana from it, but it's also not mi'ila. Lo nanin midrabanan. It's a din midrabanan. You can't get hana from it because you might come to get hana from the tree itself, which is hagdish. But v'lamolin midaraisa. But it's not a daraisa violation of mi'ila. Why? Why isn't it? If all the twigs came from this tree, because they didn't. The lo kadishi. The twigs came from other trees, so they were never kadosh. But if you understand that the bird took the twigs from this tree itself, the kinsabahen, and built the nest out of it, Amaylo Molin Hakadishi, then why, if the tree is Hagdish, would there not be a violation of Me'ila when from this nest? After all, it's Kadosh, it has the full status of Hagdish. So it says, Midi Iria, wait, is that a Raya that we're necessarily talking about, that the twigs were taken from another tree? After all, it could have been that they were taken from this tree, and there's no Me'ila for a different reason. The case is, these twigs grew after the tree had already become hektish, because savar ain mi'ila b'gidulin, and maybe the Tana of the Mishnah holds that there's no mi'ila on subsequent growth that happens on the tree after it's already made hagdish. Rabbi Avohu Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my yatiz be'efrochin. The Gemara gives another answer to Reish Lakish's kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, that the Mishnah is talking about twigs that were taken from this tree after it was hugdash, and after it became an ashera. And you're right, twigs are that come from this tree are going to be usher. You know what the Mishnah meant when it said yatiz, that you should knock it down, you should hit it? Didn't mean to use it. You're not allowed to use it. It's usher. It means yatiz b'afrochin. Throw the nest down if you want to be able to use the contents of the nest, meaning not the the nest itself, but the birds or the eggs that are inside of the nest. I'll explain to you the Mishnah Maseches Mila, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that when you're talking about the afrochin, with the birds inside of the nest, then you're allowed to use them whether the kan was found on the tree of Hagdish or whether the nest was found on an Asherah tree, because the afrochim were already able to fly on their own. They don't need the tree anymore, and there's no room to make a gezera not to get enough from the afrochim, lest you get enough from the tree. But if it's still just eggs, it's not yet little chicks, kan v'kan asurin, and in both cases it's going to be asur because of a gezera. The chamor are worried that if we allow you to use those eggs, you may come to use the tree itself. Very young chicks that still need the mother have the status of beitzim. Okay, so let's make a main point over here. Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan from the fact that you're allowed to get hana'a from a nest that was built out of broken pieces of an Asherah tree. Rabbi Yochanan responded that we're not talking about that case. We're not talking about a nest with broken pieces of an Asherah tree. Okay, so says the Gemara further now, new Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to talk about you find kelim that have certain images on them, and these are commonly worshipped images. Hamotzi kelim, you find kelim, valeim tzuras chama, tzuras levana, you find an image of the sun or the moon, tzuras darkon, a certain type of snake. So these kelim are going to be asked about now because you have the right to assume that they've been worshipped. Yolichem liyam ha-melech, so you should throw them into the yam ha-melech where no boat passes by, so no one's going to ever find them. It depends what kind of kelim they are. If they look like respectable kelim, then you're right, then they're going to be asur. But if they look like lowly type of kelim that are mavuzin, then they're going to be mutter. Okay, so says the Gemara, lemeimra de lahani hu de palchi luhu lemidi achrini lo. Do you think that only these kinds of tsuros that we mention, only these kinds of images are worshipped, but other types of images are not worshipped? Uriminhi, but I'll ask you a stira. Hashochit l'shem harim l'shem gvaos l'shem yamim l'shem naharos l'shem midbar l'shem chama l'shem levana l'shem kochav mazal l'shem ichal saragad l'shem shulshul katan. That if a person shechs an animal, having in mind that he's doing it for the sake of mountains or valleys or seas or rivers or deserts or the sun or the moon or any sort of stars or constellations or anything like that, whether it's a sargadol, sarkatan, or even a tiny little worm, it's considered zivchei mesim. The animal that's shechted is asur ba'anah. It's considered to krovus avodah zarah. But don't you see in this braisa that everything is a tzura of avodah zarah, not just these three items that we identified in the Mishnah, the chama, the levana, and the darkon, all constellations, all things. So Amar Rabbi, miflach l'kol d'mishachi palchi. Meitzer mefalchi, ani tasa d'achshivi tzairi lu palchi lu, l'midi achrin l'noi bi'alma avdi lu. Well, there's a difference. If they find a tzura of anything, they might worship it. If they made a tzura on a kli, they would only make a tzura to worship out of one of these three images. Mankit Rav Sheshes Chumri Masniyasa. Rav Sheshes collected the brisos that are difficult to understand. Chumri means challenging brisos. Vitani, and he would teach them in the Beis Medrash so that people should be able to clarify and understand them. And one of the brisos that he challenged everyone with was kol mazalos mutarim chutz mi mazal chama levana v'kol pratzuf mutarim chutz mi pratzuf adam v'kol tzurus mutaros chutz mi tzurus darkon, that all the mazalos are mutar except for the mazal of the sun and the moon, all the images are mutar except for the image of a human face, and all the tzurus are mutar except for the tzura of the darkon snake. So what does that mean? What's this brisa telling me? So we start the brisa kol mazalos mutarim chutz mi mazal chama levana. All the constellations are mutter except for the sun and the moon. But Mayaskinan, what are we talking about? Ilema ba'osa. If we're talking about a person who makes the images of these mazalos, and the Bryce is telling us that whatever mazalos he makes an image of, It's all going to be mutter unless it's the sun and the moon. Mishari. If he's making these images, is that true that when you make images of other constellations, it's mutter? But don't we have a pasuk that says losas niti that you're not supposed to make images of any other constellations? It must be talking about that you found these images. That if you find a kli that has these images on it, dafka these images, the sun, the moon, you have to throw into the Yam Hamelach. So once we explain the first din in the Braisa of finding kelim, the Gemara explains the second din. Well, Ibe Motzei, if we're talking about where you found kelim that have these images on it, Ema Mitziasa, how do you then explain the middle part of the Braisa where it says, Kala partzufos mutar and chutz mi partzuf adam, that any images are mutar except for the image of a human face. Ibe Motzei, if we're talking about that you found kelim and they have partzuf on them, and the Braisa is being mechadish, that the kelim that have this image on it, an image of a human on it, or aser, parts of Adam, me aser, is the human image really aser? Vatrana, motzi kelim v'aleim, tzuris cham, tzuris levan, tzuris drakon, yalichem li amimelech, tzuris drakon in, parts of Adam lo. Sounds like the only type of problematic tzura is a snake, but not an image of a person. Elipshita biosis, from the middle part of the braisa, it sounds like we're talking about making tzuros, that you're allowed to make other tzuros of Balei Chayim, only not allowed to make the tzura of a human being. Like Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua says, we're going to see in a daf from now, who learns from the pasuk L'sasuniti that it's only aser to make that which has a tzelem elokim, which is a human image. So if the Reisha is talking about where you find kelim and they have these images, and the middle part of the Braisa is talking about where you are actually making the images. So now let's go on to the Seifa. Iba Osa, if we're talking about where you are making the images, Ema Seifa, how do you then read the Seifa? Kala Tzuros Mutaros Chutz Mitzuros Drakon. The Iba Osa Tzuros Drakon Miyasar. If you're talking about that you're making the images, is it Asar to be to make the image of a Drakon? Vaksiv, but doesn't the Pasuk say, Lo Sasan Iti Elohei Chesef Elohei Zav, Lo Sasan Kudumusha Mashiach, that you're not allowed to make the images of constellations or malachim or anything, so we could be medayik. Hani in, it's dafka these things that are meshamish b'marom, that you're not allowed to make something that's like them. But tzuros drakon, no. But there's no issur to make a tzur of drakon. El pshita b'motzi. So the seifa must be talking about where you found it. Uked ditnan, like the Mishnah tells us, hamotzi kelim v'aleim tzuras chaba, that if you find kelim that have a sun, a moon, or the drakon, you throw them to the Yam HaMelech. So the Braisa teaches us that it's dafka the tzuros drakon that asers the kli, but other tzuros will not aser the kli. So now when we put it all together, Reish of a Seifa b'motzi, the first and third cases of the Braisa are talking about where you find the kelim that have these tzuros, Umetziyasa b'yosa, and the middle case is talking about where you made the tzura. So Amar Abaye in, Abaye says, yeah, that's exactly what's going on. Reish of a Seifa b'motzi, Umetziyasa b'osa, Rava Amar, Rava says, no. Kula b'motze, all of the braisa, for all three cases of the braisa, we find a kli that have these tzuros. Ah, you can have a problem with mitziyasa. You ask that the middle din can't be talking about where you find the tzura, because the dmus adam on a kli would not aser a kli. Not Rabbi Yudahi. Maybe it's following the sheet of Rabbi Yudah, the Tanya, Rabbi Yudah Mosef, after Musmanika, the Sarafis. Rabbi Yudah adds that an image of a nursing woman or a person who became a sar is also going to be Asr. So not only a darkon, but a human image is going to be Asr as well. Manika al Shem Chava Shemanika Kololim Kulo. Manika represents Chava, who nursed the entire world. And Sarafis al Shem Yosef Shasar Umefis es Kololim Kulo. Is it supposed to be an image of Yosef, who became a sar and nourished the entire world during years of famine? Vahu dinakit griva. Now the mus of a sar of like a royal official is only going to be asur when it looks like he's holding something that like some sort of measuring utensil in his hand, because that's what Yosef would have had to measure out the food. The kokail, and he's measuring out grain. Vihi, and the dmus of a nursing woman that's supposed to represent Chava is only going to be asur if dinakta bain Ben the kamenika, if she's actually holding a child and nursing the child in the image, that's when it's in fact going to be asur. Okay, but Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Tanu Rabbanan at the two dots.